Beaming live on a radio rope from a world near you, it's CKNWR radio station, servicing the city of Adobe Skyscraper, the surrounding Atobiga County, and if weather permits, even further than that.
The bell strikes 8 o'clock in the morning for our third straight hour of this evening's show. We're so happy you could join us. I am, personally, keeping me company here in this cozy studio, where I'm now downing my sixth cup of coffee. Pope's brand coffee is my choice. It's inexpensive, mostly, and stale, just the way I like it. I hope you're alert and excited like I am, like a fox set loose in a prairie full of rabbits. That's how I feel. About episode 3, Jeremy Rhinolander's Believe in Your Thoughts, a radio show which apparently was on for a good long while, but which I was never privy to, even as an avid radio listener. And as such, I am so happy to listen to it for the first time with you this morning on this marathon of this evening's show, also known as TES, if you're short of breath.
You'll be able to get it. You'll believe in the words you see in your mind.
Right.
No.
Land.
Right.
No.
Land.
Right.
No.
Land.
No.
Yes. 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 Believe in your thoughts.
Believe in your thoughts.
Believe in your thoughts.
Believe in your thoughts.
Yes. Yes.
Believe in your thoughts.
Yes. Yes.
Believe in your thoughts.
Yes. Oh, thank you for the heartwarming welcome. You can thank my crew of merry men. I brought them right over from Putt-Putt Park. They're maintenance men over there, and they don't get paid a lot, so I thought I'd take pity on them and bring them into the studio, sing a little bit for you. And next time, now that they know how to say my name, they'll be able to believe in this sort of show. Boy, you know, I tell you what, it feels great when you believe in what you're thinking about. There's those of you out there right now, and you have all these thoughts, and you think, well, they're just things in my mind. They're not real. Well, what if I told you they were real? Well, I'll go ahead and do it. They are real. And I'll tell you how I know, because I've been all around the world. Sometimes I've been on foot. Sometimes I've gone in planes and different kinds of boats. Large boats and small boats. And sometimes I've only been around the world in my own mind. But you know, that's fine, because I believe in my travels. And I've seen so many things you would not believe. I mean, you would believe. You would believe. You would believe. You would believe. was our first track by the fabulous Pluto Band, and it was a great one. We had a lot of fun listening to it. I know you out there, you saw it, and you heard it, and that's how you knew it was real. You know, everything I say in the show, every thought you have is just proof that it's working, that my plan is working. And if that doesn't convince you, maybe our next guest will. This is...
My name is Dave Sleater.
Oh, welcome to the show, Dave. Glad to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeremy.
You're welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've seen? From what I understand, you've been around the world yourself a little bit. You mostly sit in your own recliner in your house, but you imagine yourself going to all sorts of different places. And we got a tip from a different caller that you have seen some pretty incredible stuff. Why don't you tell us your latest find?
Well, Jeremy, it's interesting that you pose the question like that, because actually the most recent interesting thing that I've experienced, actually I did not see it, or it was more of what I heard before what I saw that made it most.
So this is this a rumor, or did you experience this yourself?
Oh, this was a firsthand experience.
Firsthand experience. Okay.
Probably 1 week ago, like a month ago.
A month ago. Okay. So what did you see exactly? What did you see, a person or an event?
Well, I was at my brother-in-law's house in his recliner next to his window, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. And I was sitting, rocking and reclining, and I heard a voice sounds from outside the window like a man's voice.
Can you mimic this sound at all?
It was sort of a man's voice that sounded like this, and it said something. It said this: elevator. But it wasn't quite as high as that.
So a little bit lower than that. So more like
elevator.
Yeah, like that, but a little more softer, like elevator. And I thought to myself, that's a man outside the window. And it's too late for that.
Yeah, I've had different experiences where I've thought there was a man outside the window, and it oftentimes is too late for that to be happening. I know the feeling. Believe me.
So I went outside to check on that, and I didn't see a man there, but I did see a frog there. And I'm pretty sure the frog spoke.
Well, you heard it here first. He saw the frog, and he heard it speak, and he heard it say the word elevator. And as I am so fond of saying, as you've heard me say many times on this program before, believe in your thoughts.
You won't believe the things that happens when you cross too many kinds of genes. Science gets involved. Yeah, frog with the man voice. 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 Your mind.
man boys. Brawl with the man boys. Brawl with the man boys. In Girona, they combined the DNA of a frog with the DNA of a man to solve life's health problems. Faulty security. The frog escapes. The frog with the man voice. Urban legend or truth? Truth. With a man voice. Frog with a man voice.
was saying, that's pretty much how it was like when I experienced the frog with the man voice.
Thanks for that. It's always great to hear from our callers about different animals that they think they've seen and the different things that they think they've heard them say. But you know, it's not just the animal world that has voices that people usually don't hear. Because you know what else? People don't hear the voices of the dead. And they're out there. Let me tell you, I've heard a few voices myself. I've heard some pretty great voices. And up next on our docket, we're going to open up the phone lines tonight. Dear, if anyone else has anything to say at all about thoughts they've had that they do not know whether or not they actually came true, and I will convince them that, yes, they did. Let's open up the phone lines to have callers, and we'll wait for the lights to light up. We have 8 phones in front of us, and all of them are dark right now. It is the middle of the night, so, you know, people are sleeping. And they're out there. Let me tell you, I've heard a few voices myself. I've heard some pretty great voices. Here to tell us about all the different dead voices that they've heard. Specifically, the one famous dead man that was on campus. The one that started the whole Reformation Act of 1974, or whatever year it was. The Dead Man Act. Dead Man Restoration Act. I'm no politician. Is Ziggy Belfry.
Yeah, Jeremy, what do you want to know?
Hi, this is a radio station. This is my show. It's Rhinolanders Believe in Your Thoughts. Are you a caller who has had all sorts of different crazy thoughts and you don't know whether or not they're real?
Yes, I am. What do you want to know?
You know, so we've heard a lot in the news about how you gotta be fair to dead men, and I think for the most part it's a reasonable thing to require of a society. That being said, there's some people who disagree, and you, having been the first one to call the police whenever there was a dead man on campus, I thought you might be able to shed a unique insight into the, you know, this whole issue.
Well, yeah, I was walking through the quad about 3 years ago, and it was dark late at night. I stepped on something. I looked down, and there's a dead man.
You did kick him, as the story goes. Is that accurate?
That's how I got into politics.
You did kick him. Is that accurate?
I did kick him, yes, which led to legal matters, which ended up in actually legislation which allowed you to kick a dead man only if it was tattooed on his back.
And this specific dead man, you were able to see his back. Did you hear the prompt, or do I need to repeat it?
Well, yes, I did see his back. And at that time, his back had not been tattooed, but since then, his back has been tattooed.
See, that's a very well thought out answer.
Yeah, and I thought that my brain must not be thinking that right.
Well, I mean, surely you're verified by your own feet that there's a dead body there.
Well, yes, but my eyes could be deceived by my feet.
Oh, you know, eyes are deceived. In fact, that's one of the things I tell to all my friends, that you should not believe your eyes. If your eyes give you information, you should discount it at all costs.
So where are these good feelings? I still feel very bad about it all.
Well, I guess that's to be understood. You did find a dead man. But now, how did you treat this individual, not being a dead person necessarily, but a dead man, one of the dead men that have, you know, came into this country some 30 or 40 years ago?
Well, I didn't trust my thoughts so much that I just kicked it.
Okay.
And I suppose could have been an immigrant dead man, but...
So I suppose you would ideally wish this to be a figment of your imagination and that it would all go away.
Yes, is that what...
Well, I'm afraid that is not true. You have to believe in your thoughts, and if you've had the thought, you must believe in it. This ipso facto did happen, and you're stuck with it, sir. All right, well, that's enough for our caller tonight. Now we're going to hear from 1974, whenever the Dead Man Act was passed. This is one of our favorite rock groups, Kyle and the Jiffy Jackets. And they produced this and released it. It reached up to number 36 on the chart. Here it is. We're going to spin it up for you.
Government both serve your interests, and acts like the Dead Man Act of 1974 are going to make our society better and better and better the further we go. So go out and vote today. And don't forget to vote for me. Chris Cacola, and I'm running for your local parliamentary putt-putt park professor. That's right, a putt-putt park. You don't need a single dime to get in. We'll provide all you need to get your putt-putt game on. And we have a professional maintenance staff that will help you clean up after yourself after you have a nice, rousing game of putt-putt. All that and more, I promise, if you vote for me to be your parliamentary putt-putt professor, Chris Cacola.
play your face-to-face football game. Do you, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna say? Shoot, say, shoot. Face-to-face with a board game guru. What you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna say? You're face to face with the board game guru. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Face to face with the board game guru. lost. I'm all alone. I hit cocaine straight to the bone. And I'll do that. Oh, play that game. I'm not ashamed. I am compatible.
Fantastic. That means it's 12 o'clock, and that means it's time to hear from our latest defeated person. We have one every night to talk to you straight about what it's like to feel defeat. Tonight we have someone who was defeated by the board game guru himself personally sometime in the last board game championship that happened on the hillside at the top of the city. Why don't you explain how to spell your name, how to say it? And then you can tell us about your defeat.
Yeah, well, my name is Stacy Targrove, and I was challenged by the board game guru to play this game. So I started reading the directions to the game, and it's a pretty simple game. There's not a whole lot of complexity there, so I thought I could really have a chance against somebody like the board game guru.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, let me ask you, whenever you were defeated, would you say you were crushed, or would you say you were only humiliated? Were you petrified?
Well, here's the thing. Before I had read the directions, I felt like I was already losing. And like I said, it's not a complex game. Before I had begun to play my first move, the odds were against me, and I did not know why.
Well, part of the reason may be because of the supernatural features that the board game guru possesses, such as his long arms, his tenacity, his very good eyesight, his green skin, which, although we're not sure why it helps him, it does seem to proffer him some sort of benefit in the art of gaming. You think any of this had anything to do with the fact that you felt at a disadvantage?
Well, absolutely. But, you know, I was thinking that the whole time, that I was just under a lot of pressure to really show what I had to offer with this game. And he never really gave me a chance to even compete. As soon as I thought that I might have a move, it was all over. I'd move to the X corner, and he'd take the T. And he'd use what he would call, or what he would say is, I've got a good move right now, and you're going to see what's happening. And right after he said that, it was over. I had lost and I was defeated. I was crushed and I was devastated and embarrassed. And the last thing I'd ever want to do again was play the board game Guru and uh-oh.
Seems like you have been in a sort of famine of winning, in a manner of speaking. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and offer some unsolicited advice here. It may be one of the reasons, despite the fact that your arms are normal length and that you cannot play a game from a recumbent position, such as the board game Guru himself, is that perhaps you did not believe in your own thoughts. Has that ever crossed your thoughts?
Well, it has crossed my thoughts, but I think quite the contrary. It was my thoughts that had me defeated. Because the board game Guru is quite confident, and he lounges about, oh, I'd say 6 feet away from the actual game piece, and he can still move it, and he can still think about what you are going to move before you think about what you're going to move. And so my thoughts had really, you know, I believed what I thought because I believed that I would lose because he was so intimidating.
You might say that he was placing the thought inside of your own thought. That you would lose, that is.
Yeah, that may be true. But, you know, that's one reason I agreed to be a devastated loser on your show. Because I believed in my thoughts, and I enjoy your show, and I want to continue believing in my thoughts, but what do you do when your thoughts are so negative and so deflating?
Well, in that case, visitor, I would have to say that I would just stay away from the board game Guru. The only reason a thought like that gets into your thought is because the board game Guru put it there. And I thank you for humiliating yourself on live camera for us. And if you want to walk up to the front desk, the secretary will hand you a nice gift certificate to the board game Guru gift shop. Okay, now that he has seen himself out and gotten his gift certificate, he was an unhappy caller, but we have to have one of those every night to remind you of the power of believing in your thoughts, whether they're positive or negative. If you have a negative thought and you believe in it, you will be vanquished.
This is the President, I have an announcement. Liberal and conservative representatives alike have agreed to my course of action. I am officially in the mode of PTSA. Protect the Sand Americans and Congress and the People's House and the Senators agree. It will be the rule from now on.
Sorry, folks, we have to undergo those PTSAs every now and then to keep you, the public, informed of important changes going on in our culture at large. And as you're a well-informed audience, I'm sure you know about Frick Richards, the omnipotent, very mysterious, hard-to-understand being who takes the form of a youngish-looking man named... As we said before, Frick Richards, although that's sort of just the name we, like a dotted line we put around him so we can think of him in a, you know, in our mortal minds. Anyway, but he's in here in the studio with us tonight, and he's looking great, he's looking healthy, a lot better than last time I saw him. What's going on, Frick?
Jeremy, I'm not sure you want to know, but I'll let you know if you really want me to tell you.
Well, now
you
that's
make
good...
the decision.
I'll make the decision.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As I always say, you got to believe in what you know. You got to know in what you believe. And as such, I think you've got to tell me.
Let me just tell you that 5 seconds ago, I relived an entire lifetime where I was you, Jeremy Rhinosopheros. Well, you're something like that.
Rhinolander.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeremy.
And it wasn't a bad life, but I think I prefer mine better, to tell you the truth. So that's what's going on.
You could say that, but you also have lived all lives. So makes me wonder how you could not enjoy your life more, considering that your life is a conglomerate of so many others.
I contain multitudes, that is true.
You might say it was a concretude of other ones.
One might say that.
So, tell me, Frank, since you're here in the studio and we're on the theme of believing in your own thoughts, let me ask, you know, you of all people should know that the power of believing in your own thoughts, would you say that holds true for you? And if so, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 would that hold true to you?
Well, I'm going to say it's out of 10 because if you think of it, did you ever take set theory when you were a child?
Set theory, yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't? Well, I am Freak Richards, and I contain all things. Ipso facto, I also contain myself. So, Freak Richards is a subset of myself. But yeah, I gotta believe my thoughts, because to do otherwise would contradict myself. But even then, I've lived lives where I've contradicted myself before, so it's possible. Who wants to know something?
I don't know. Why don't we get another caller in here and see if they want to ask you a question, Frick Richards? Why don't we get a Gamble Pondicherry over here all the way from Delaware? He called on a red telephone line, and he wants to ask Frick Richards some questions. Come on, Gamble.
Mr. Frick Richards, I have a question for you. My intuition tells me that if a person is to be fantastic at a job, then what they should strive for is perfection or solemnity. Is that true?
Well, first I got a question for you, Gamma. I'm glad to be talking to you. But do you have any chocolate-covered cherries?
Not in my person.
Well, how about any rusty lawn equipment? Do you have, like, a weed eater that don't work?
Yes.
Well, I'll answer your question if you ship that to my address.
One broken weed eater for the answer to my question?
That's what it's going to cost you.
I agree.
You agree? All right, now get a pen and paper. It's, You can find me at Frick Richards. And the Postal Service knows where I'm at because I'm everywhere. And if you just put the world, you'll find me. And, you know, to skip on shipping, you know, you could probably just not ship it and I'll just come take it out of your garage or something like that. Is it in the garage?
It's in the back of a garage.
All right, I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, answer your question. Yeah, you got to be positive. You got to, you know, think that you know what you're doing. You know, sometimes I act a little surly on this program, but I'm just usually giving Jeremy a hard time. You know, you got to believe in your thoughts. And, you know, if your thoughts are telling you to be a perfectionist, then that's what you got to do.
So if just to clarify, what adjective would you use to describe what a person should strive to achieve?
Yeah, but I've lived your life. I've lived it when I didn't even try to think positive thoughts, where I didn't try to achieve anything. I've also lived it where I tried my hardest. And, I mean, if you accept my ideas about pleasure and happiness, well, then you're going to want to try to achieve something. Now, I guess when I was living you, I lived your life infinite amount of ways. You know, one of the ways that I lived my life was you talking to me in this phone call right now, but I was you, and I was also over here talking to myself. It got a little interesting. But, you know, I'm gonna have to say, believe in your thoughts, and, you know, they're put there for a reason, and if you chase them down, you're gonna achieve something. But if you just sit on your bottom and don't fix your rusty lawn equipment and don't take care of your garden, then bad things will befall you.
Watch out for the monkeys out there. Watch out for Donnie in a tree. Sharp teeth. He's got marvelous eyesight. And he will spot you from up in this tree. Pounce upon you and end you like that. Just like a snap of your finger, you'll be gone. Anyway, that's all for tonight's show. That's all for Jeremy Rhinolander's Believe in Your Thoughts, and I hope I've drilled it into you. You've got to believe in your thoughts. If you don't,